The Food and Drug Administration has recently blocked shipments of Chinese-made toothpaste because it contained an ingredient also present in antifreeze. Some farm-raised Chinese seafood has also been banned. All that raises concerns about commitments to food safety in an era of globalization, especially from China, the sixth largest foreign supplier of agricultural products to the United States. This morning, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce is holding a hearing on food safety. There's a Senate hearing on the safety of Chinese imports tomorrow. We're joined by Pat Verduin, who is the Chief Science Officer of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, a food industry group which represents more than 100 companies, including Coca-Cola and General Mills. Ms. Verduin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let me ask you first. The United States, people in the United States, I think, believe that there is a food safety system that's at work, that food safety is regulated in this country, and that lately they've gotten the kind of uncomfortable feeling that maybe it isn't after all. One of the possibilities Congress is considering is an overhaul of the Food and Drug Administration. Do you think something like that is necessary?
Yes, if there are gaps that we find in the food safety system, whether there's a new chemical of concern or whether there's a new source of a pathogen, or in the case of China, that you're seeing some import issues, if there are gaps that come up, we are going to work very quickly and very closely with the government agencies to close those gaps as soon as possible.
It seems to me that from what I've read about China, that some of the people who are working in the industry that supplies the United States are just behaving in a fairly lawless fashion. I mean, we have food accidents in the United States from time to time. Mm-hmm. Contaminations get in or the system breaks down somewhere. But this looks like an active, much more intentional contamination. I mean, does that just create a whole different set of problems?
Well, you're absolutely right. This appears, by all accounts, to be an intentional economic adulteration of the food supply, or the pet food supply in this case. And the industry is very concerned about it because this type of behavior and these types of activities, they're not going to be tolerated by our industry at all. And we are, already and have already, when we first heard about this, put significant increase in focus, attention, and controls on the remainder of the food supply to make sure that the supply base, not only from China but from other countries, is not partaking in the same type of behavior.
Obviously, there's already considerable tension between the U.S. and China over trade issues of all kinds. Do you think that politics is going to take hold of this issue of food safety?
Well, I think politics could take hold of it. There are there's a great many entrepreneurs, when you really look at it, small farms, small processors. And so China's ability to regulate that type of infrastructure versus what you see in the U.S., where you have large processor, large farms, is a big challenge. So what's really critical is that China reaches out to very well-established food safety agencies like the FDA, like the U.S. food industry, and uses our expertise to help build a robust infrastructure. It seems like they are reaching out and willing to work with not only the agencies in the U.S., but the industry. Time will tell.
Thanks very much.
Okay. It's lovely talking to you.
Pat Verduin is Chief Science Officer with the Grocery Manufacturers Association.